Proclamation number 8392 of 24th of January, 1963. Can the pure truth be guided to earth? You can rest assured that it is possible for me to convey the truth to earth, and that I want to do so is due to the great spiritual adversity, the cause of which is precisely error and lies, as I have told you time and again. Salvation can only be brought to people by conveying the pure truth, and therefore I reveal myself time and again. But you humans doubt that I choose the right vessels for myself through which my spirit can work, and which I therefore also protect from all error as soon as it concerns spiritual possessions. Yet you humans yourselves repeatedly water down my pure word by arbitrarily adding or changing it, by believing that you can teach people better by adding explanations which my pure word truly does not need, for it is given in an understandable way to every person with an open heart. But anyone who closes himself off is truly not helped by explanations either. He cannot understand it because he does not want to understand. And this is why it is so difficult to keep people in the pure truth, for my adversary's endeavor will always be to disfigure them, and he has a strong influence on those people who make precisely these changes or improvements. Even though they are of good will to be of service to me, but also still have their own need for recognition or are linked to earthly interests, and thereby they support the adversary's activity themselves. You humans cannot be careful enough to guard my spiritual knowledge which I convey to you directly, because you have to live in truth if you still want to reach the goal in the short end time. For you must recognize me in my nature so that you will then also love me and strive towards me. And only the pure truth gives you my nature as it is, not as my adversary would like to portray it. That you see in me a punishing, angry God of vengeance who mercilessly condemns and condemns those who are not of his will. I know the human being's weakness, and his wretched state takes pity on me, so that I will do anything that can mean help for him if he wants to be helped. And again, only the pure truth can have such an effect that he will remember his earthly task and strive to fulfill it. If the human being can be offered the truth, he will also lift himself up by it and strengthen his will if he is not yet completely fallen prey to my adversary. And because I know how necessary pure truth is for humanity in order not to get lost again in the end for an infinitely long time, but because I also know that it is no longer present, that people are already thinking wrongly again, I descend to earth again in the word and enlighten them. But in addition I convey to them the knowledge of the forthcoming end and all preceding events. For I let nothing come upon people without preparing them for it. But even these predictions are not accepted by people, and only those who are of awakened spirit know about the correlations, and will pay attention to them and also live their lives accordingly. And as soon as people express doubts about such predictions concerning the forthcoming end, their spirit is also unawakened. And you can also conclude from this their spiritual maturity, for they don't recognize the Father's voice who only conveys the pure truth to them. And you can be firmly convinced that I also know ways and means to make the pure truth accessible to those who seriously desire it. But I don't impose it on anyone either, for the human being should decide for himself whether and how he evaluates my gifts of grace. Yet one thing is certain, that I hold my protective hand over those whom I have chosen as my right vessels into whom I can pour out my spirit. I will protect the source from all contamination, which I myself have opened up, and thus you humans are also guaranteed to receive the truth at the source, as pure as it originated from me myself. Amen.